Here are today's top stories. The new top cop, Eddie Johnson, is officially no longer an interim. The city council just changed the laws. Used to be that the police board had to recommend a candidate, but nope. A 60-year ordinance was pushed aside like an old lady standing in front of the last piece of chicken at the buffet. This in favor of the mayor's new choice. Why? Well, because the mayor went rogue after the police board spent $500,000 on candidates he didn't want. So I guess Alderman just saved us money? Thanks? This, of course, on the heels of the big task force study that says the police departments need an overhaul because of its racist past and its, quote, disregard for minority lives. When asked for comment, the police said, license and registration. No, I was just asking for a comment. Do you know how fast you were going? Just one comment. Step out of the car. Oh. The RNC Donald Trump feud is escalating. Trump said that the system is rigged. The RNC said, ixnay on the rigged system, eh? As we hit mid-April, it's becoming more and more clear that this party dysfunction still has a ceiling, and it's called the GOP convention. Man, that's going to be must-watch political theater, like Ukraine up in here. That was my DMX, anybody? In other news, Denny Hastert lawyers question if the groin rub amounted to sexual abuse. You know, I'm not a judge, but yes, yes, it does. The CDC confirmed that the Zika virus does indeed cause birth defects. Come on, man. It finally gets nice out and you got us all worrying about birth defects. So H1N1, Ebola, Zika, West Nile, space junk falling from the sky, Charlie Sheen. I mean, come on, I'm not going outside at all this summer. Russian fighter jets must have just watched Top Gun because they just started doing flybys to American battleships in the Baltics. Seriously, watch the video. It's crazy. But you know what? They're European, so maybe it's just they have a problem with personal space and touching. They're just kind of all over you. So probably it's the same when it comes to war. I don't know. In similar news, Old Navy has a new president. Good. They should sit down with the Russians and make a call on some of these aging warships. Old Navy, the store. Ah, got it. Well, maybe they could just make a call on those goofy no-button linen shirts. Also, do you have anything in that store that doesn't get super wrinkled when you wash it? I mean, just give me 5 minutes with the CEO. 5 minutes. That's all I ask. Today, Google announced a new calendar feature, Google Goals. It's essentially finds time in your calendar for new activities and things that you have been putting off. Wow. No word on whether or not Google will force you to do such things. Skydiving. Ugh, I'm tired. Door gets kicked in. You must go skydiving. You must go skydiving. That's when Google Goals will count when it's got a taser. In weather, hold your applause. Hold your applause. Wait for it. Wait for the weekend. In sports, the Blackhawks are ready for game one. I'm ready. Coming up tonight, right here on 720 WGN Chicago. Great news, Andrew Ladd's going to play. Great news, Corey Crawford's in goal. Great news, Marian Hossa's back, and he's wearing a rayon shirt. Good news, playoff hockey is back. God love it. My prediction, Hawks win tonight in a nail-biter, 17-0. The Cubs and Sox are back at it tonight, both in first place in their respective divisions. Hey, all right. Cubs get the Reds, Sox get the Twins. The final game of the regular season tonight for the Bulls. Reports are out that some starters are miffed at Jimmy Butler and his perceived unfair star treatment from the team. The CBS report says the Bulls have serious chemistry issues and expect big changes this offseason. So wait, no more Mike Dunleavy? And tonight's the final game for the Warriors. A win for Golden State gives them a regular season record with 73 wins, beating out the 96 Bulls. When reached for comment, Tony Kukoc was like, oh, what can you say? They're a very good team. And then Phil was right behind him going, Tony! Tony, speak up! There you go. And that was my ode to the 96 Bulls. Also, Kobe retires tonight. He won't be remembered. And finally, there's full outrage in the Game of Thrones fan community as it was leaked that President Obama was given advance copies of the upcoming season. Hey, some presidents use their last months to pardon a bunch of people. Some get advanced copies of Game of Thrones. When asked for comment, Obama said, let's just say winter's here and it's snowing. I don't even watch a show, but that seems like a legit spoiler. Well, that's the carryout for April 13, 2016. Hey, did you order the pot stickers? We put 3 in there for you because, you know, God forbid we give you enough to eat. La, la, la.